Aircheckdownloads.com.
For an update anytime, ask your smart speaker to play BBC News for the South.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Now, this is Richard in for Steve. You may have guessed
I wondered
that.
Who it was.
A different voice there. I want your sympathy, Alan, to start the programme today, because I feel a bit of a failure after the weekend that I've had. You're a father, aren't you? You've got children.
Yeah.
You know what it's like, the pressures, the stress. One of my children, my eldest, who's 9 years young, has been absolutely fascinated by the idea of going fishing, and he's done these little kind of fishing schools and things like that at places like Moores Valley. We've enjoyed it tremendously. He's enjoyed it. He's got the books. He's been given books for his birthday over the years. He's been given all the equipment over Christmas. I made it down to the fishing shop during the week, because I know nothing about fishing, and I bought the rest of the bits and pieces, the little cradle that the rod has to go in, the little device for humanely removing the fish at the end, the live maggots as well, which I had to drive around with in the boot of my car for a day, which made me feel quite queasy. I got everything. We did everything. I thought I'm an A-star father here. I even went and got the fishing permit, which you could only buy at a specific shop at a specific time, and I had to go back twice because they got the date wrong. And we got it, and we went. We went fishing yesterday, and we spent about 7 or 8 hours, not a single bite, nothing. And it was that heart-wrenching moment where you pull the rod back out the water, and the maggots are still there, and there's no difference, the bait's there. I feel like a failure. I feel like I haven't achieved anything.
Welcome to the world of fishing. That's how it works.
Well, what I've now turned to is lying, because what I've now said to him is, I've read up on this, Miles, and I know all about it. And the reason we couldn't catch any fish, it's the wrong time of year. We went on the wrong day. It doesn't start until the 1st of April. The fish aren't interested until we get to that point. Is that right to tell a little white lie like that? Is that
Do you think he's really going to buy that?
No, he's not. I can only try, can't I? Charlotte's got the latest on the roads. Hi, Charlotte.
Good morning, Richard. Not looking too bad, actually, so far on Dorset's roads.
Lovely. Thanks, Charlotte.
Richard Latto. BBC.
Putting to one side my fishing failures of the weekend, the other bit of wildlife we did enjoy was the new David Attenborough series on BBC One last night. The whole family sat around and watched it, and it was beautiful. It's a thing of splendour, isn't it? It's almost like the seal of approval when you know that David Attenborough is associated with a television programme, and then when it's a BBC One as well, you know you're in for something special. And last night, that certainly was the case. Wild Isles, which you, if you missed it last night, you can get it on Catch Up, you can get it on the BBC iPlayer, anytime, any place, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. Well, we're going to be speaking to one of the production team from that programme, because even though Dorset wasn't featured last night, it was featured in a previous episode. Old Harry Rocks was in there in particular, but also they've got some more to feature from Dorset. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, I'm letting the cat out of the bag there, but yes, Dorset will be reappearing in that show, so I'm delighted to say that we're going to be speaking to one of the production team there, who may be able to tease us with some more facts as well. But first, this is interesting. Now, a great British spring clean is underway, and we often hear that phrase kind of bandied around, and I suppose today it is more appropriate than ever, because it is the first day of spring. And of course, in local radio, when you talk about cleaning things up, you have to play this.
Aircheckdownloads.com.